I've been around this place a long time. This is like a whole new ballpark.
Well, we wanted to feel familiar because that's what we love about Dodger Stadium, yeah, and people here have for 50 years. But we also want the experience to be familiar yet much more comfortable, much more entertaining, much more like a 21st century experience. And I think all the people that got behind this, the designers, the builders, did a great job.
You know, we talked about last year when you said you were going to do this, put more memorabilia, more history, tradition. I walked in from the top, and there's Drysdale's number and Lasorda standing right at, I mean, it really looks special.
Yeah, well, I encourage you and I encourage all our fans to walk around at least whatever level they're on and maybe buy different level tickets to different games because there's a lot to see in this ballpark.
Don't encourage me to buy tickets, but you can encourage your fans.
well, whoever is through this ballpark, or come on a tour where you get to see everything. But we're very proud of Dodger Stadium. We were before this, but we're even more proud of it now.
And the guys are saying it's the Taj Mahal of clubhouse.
Okay, well, I hope so, because Mark's mandate to me was make it a place that did two things. Number one was a training, conditioning center that if they had to pick a place to go to on an off day to work out, that this would be the one place on earth they'd want to do it. And second, a place with facilities that convince players if they use these facilities, they have the best chance they could get to extend their careers. And those were our goals, and I think we've accomplished those.
Okay, and the goals, of course, are all about winning a World Series. What about expectations going in? That's what it's all about, but if you don't win, it doesn't matter, does it?
Well, we have a lot of good players, and so naturally, people should expect us to do really well. You don't know how you're going to do because we're competing against 29 other really good, smart, hard-working teams. But I will tell you this, and I think that I speak for all our owners and all our players. None of us would want to be with a team that has low expectations, okay? So if people expect a lot out of us, great, so do I.
What do you say to the fans that aren't Dodger fans around the country and say, they're turning into the Yankees West and they're just trying to outspend everybody and it's no fun?
Well, that's a compliment that we don't yet deserve because the Yankees have achieved so much in their storied history. But we're trying to do the best we can. I think the Dodgers are a legendary franchise, and a strong Dodger team is a good thing for baseball. It's a good thing for every city. And I hope fans can't wait for us to come into their city. I know those fans want to beat us, but that's okay. They'll want to come see us, and that's a good thing.
And finally, opening day, nothing like playing the hated Giants.
Yeah, that's great. Well, there's nothing like playing them any day of the year, but opening day is, of course, extra special.
Especially, they've won two of the last three, and this franchise, got to say, we got to do something about that.
Well, very great front office, hardworking and smart, as I said. But we're the Dodgers, and we think we should be the best, and so the test begins on Monday.
Thanks.